would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
This is Marianne Shaner with WXED 107.3 FM, your locally owned and operated community radio station in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. This interview is being sponsored by Happy Tales Pet Hotel and Daycare, 212 Portersville Road, Elwood City. Phone 724-201-0200. And today I have a phone interview with David Dietrich and his wife, Mary Jo, are owners of At Home Senior Services in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. So, hi, David, and how are you doing this wintry morning?
Hello, Marianne, and thank you very much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad. And what's the weather like over there?
Well, you know, we're hunkering down, I should say, for the wintry mix that's coming this afternoon, just like everybody, just waiting to hear the prognosticators and what they're predicting. So right now it's just rain.
I know. Same here.
Yeah, I think the wintry mix is on its way from looking at the weather report. So everybody's safe so far, and we look after our caregivers and clients so to make sure that they're safe as well.
I bet you do. Would you tell us something about At Home Senior Services?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, I'll give you the quick overview. My wife, Mary Jo, is a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And about 15 plus years ago, we were looking for, you know, a business to get involved in to use her nursing skills, and she loved working with seniors. So we looked around and did some investigating and different options, and we decided that we wanted to help seniors, and so we pulled the trigger in 2007 and never looked back. Currently, to date, we've helped well over 1,200 families in the last 15 years, and it's been wonderful. A little challenging the last two, just fact that, you know, with COVID and the situation, the demand for home care is tremendous. It's just a big need to want to stay at home. It's a great place to be as opposed to a facility. So we're hiring. If any of you folks out there are retired or currently working or like extra money to do extra shift to help seniors, it's very rewarding. We pay well. It's a good environment. And, you know, and if you love helping people, it's a great thing to do, help seniors stay home and keep them independent.
Yes, it is, David. And how do people get a hold of you, please?
Sure. Well, our telephone number is 412-604-0410. That is a direct dial into our office. We answer 24/7, believe it or not, because we're, you know, helping people around the clock. And then also our website is athome@athomeservicesplural.com. Just spelled out the way it sounds.
That's good. Do you want to say it again?
Sure. It's athome senior, senior, services, services.com. Athome Senior Services.
That's very good. Exactly what do you offer for seniors to stay at home?
Sure. You know, the home care space can be sometimes confusing, but the space that we're in that's very viable to keep people at home is considered the non-medical care. So it's, you know, just below what a nurse would do.
Okay.
And we help people with what they call ADLs, activities of daily living.
All right.
Things that you and I take for granted. But people, when they get to a certain age or have a disability or, you know, maybe an onset of a disease or something of that nature that, you know, needs some extra help to stay independent at home,
mm-hmm.
then that's what we do. We do one-on-one care with a quality caregiver, home health aide, CNA, somebody that's been background checked, has experience, and most of all has compassion to want to help people stay at home. And the ADLs might be, you know, companionship, help them with exercise, respite for a family member who might be taking care of a loved one, some light housekeeping, meal preparation, medicine reminders. Those are probably the two biggest things, you know, making sure people are taking their medicines on time and with proper food so that they're nourished. And then, you know, we also, you know, help them get to doctor's appointments, safety and supervision at home, bathing, you know, things that, you know, you and I take for granted, but somebody that gets up there in age and they need some help.
But the wonderful thing is people get to stay at home with a little help, don't they?
That's it. That's the key ingredient. They've done studies, multiple studies, and the state of Pennsylvania got involved with the University of Pittsburgh, actually, probably about 5 years ago, and they had determined that 92% of folks out there that are of age, seniors, want age in place. They want to stay at home.
Right.
Want help in the home as opposed to going to a facility. You know, what's better than getting one-on-one care for someone that comes into the home that's a quality, gifted person that helps someone? I mean, it's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. I wish that was available when my grandfather was alive. He stayed in his home till he was 100 years old. He loved it, and it was great.
Yes, you have to love folks that are very independent and want to stay independent. Who doesn't? Sometimes just that little bit of extra help, having somebody come in for, you know, 4 hours,
right,
know, and making sure that, you know, they have proper food, making sure they have clean clothes, make sure their laundry is done,
mm-hmm,
clean up, you know, in the kitchen and bathrooms, and a friendly, smiling face,
right,
to talk to.
Mm-hmm. And you provide all of that?
Yes, we do. And,
okay.
So we're very fortunate that we've had a number of caregivers work for us for years. We have some folks that have been with us 10, 11, 12, 13 years now,
mm-hmm,
since we've been in business. Actually, one 14. And so it's been wonderful. And we, you know, try to treat them right, and they treat us right. Caregivers, you know, become very much part of the family. And so that's what's very rewarding for them and also the family member.
If someone wanted to help other people, what skills would they have to have in order to work for your agency?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of times people think that, well, they had to have formal training,
mm-hmm,
to do this type of work, even though it is helpful. And some of the folks that have worked for us worked in facilities, and they've been well-trained or went through training programs at a community college for being a CNA. In the long run, if you've ever taken care of a loved one, a family member, a neighbor, an aunt, uncle, whoever it might have been, and you've taken care of children, you pretty much have that compassion is the big thing that we,
okay,
look for. And, you know, the skill sets and the things like that, you know, some of it we can teach, and some of it my wife can instruct if there happens to be some kind of equipment that might be in the home. But most of the time, it's just one-on-one care, pretty simple, and it's very helpful to that senior so that they can stay independent in their home.
So, David, I'm going to ask you, do people clean and cook and do some housekeeping for other people?
Marianne, that's a good question. When we're talking, you know, with family members that they're looking for care,
mm-hmm,
it's always something similar and sometimes a little bit different depending on the situation for that particular client.
Okay.
And so what we do that we try to make it customized,
mm-hmm,
is that we do a sofa visit.
Okay.
A sofa visit is after our initial consultation and talking to a family, we set up a time where everybody that's involved in the care for that loved one,
okay,
is in the home. My wife comes in and does what we call the sofa visit, as I mentioned.
Wow.
And it's a sit-down, one-on-one. My wife is doing what nurses are wonderfully trained at, is triage.
Okay.
So she's getting to know that family, getting to know the potential client, getting to know their environment, getting to know what their needs are, and then comes back, and then they come up with a plan. So let's say that Mr. or Mrs. Smith,
mm-hmm,
needs care 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 7 days a week. Here are the times that are best served for them.
Okay.
And then these are the line items that we're going to do in that home. So she matches that up with that particular caregiver that she thinks is going to be the best fit.
Wow.
So that there is, you know, starting out from the get-go, that that person's, one, well-trained, two, mm-hmm. can do the work that's necessary in the home, and two, has the right personality fit for that particular new client.
Well, that sounds like an excellent service that you provide.
We've helped a lot of families, and
I bet you have.
People have really enjoyed, you know, our help, and it's very rewarding for us at that point.
I'll bet it is. So, David, what are your goals exactly for the person?
Sure. Our primary goal and our purpose in life is to keep that client person at home as long as possible.
Right.
And so depending on the also the goals of the family and that individual, we work together as a team. So if we need to ramp up for, you know, providing more care in the home, then we do that when needed. So we stay in close contact with the family members, and, you know, as their, you know, health condition maybe progresses, maybe they do need more help. And then we work alongside if they get to a point where they need hospice, you know, we can refer that type of help in. We work alongside them to provide the extra help in the home, as well as if they're, you know, discharged from, you know, some medical condition, sometimes the medical side of home care comes in where a nurse would stop by for doing
I'm glad you
vitals.
Mentioned that.
Yeah, it's a team effort. Might send an aide in once a week or twice a week that provides a little bit of help, but the rest of it we can fill in, and so that means a lot to the family members.
I'm sure it does.
If there is a family member involved that's providing some of the care, which in, you know, a number of cases we do work, you know, in a family home where, you know, that you know, loved one that's primary caregiver happens to work full time or has a family, so they can't be there all the time.
Right.
So we'll fill in and help as needed on a continuum to make sure that that family member is taken care of.
Okay. I should ask you, do you charge by the hour or by the day or?
Very good question, Marianne. Most home care companies do charge by the hour. They have generally a minimum of 4 hours.
Okay.
Once or twice a week. In our case, it's twice a week for 4 hours. That usually provides a starting point. And then some cases, we're in a home 7 days a week, and it can go anywhere from an 8-hour shift to a 12-hour shift, depending on the needs of the family member. And then we've taken care of people 24/7 when they get to that point, because they don't want to go to a nursing home and would rather stay at home for their last days.
Oh, so, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful.
At that point.
And if people wanted to join your company, let's say to get hired, how would they do so?
Sure. Thank you for asking. They could reach out to us at 412-604-0410. And that's our main line. Or they can get online to our website. That's athomeseniorservices.com. And there's an apply button on there as well.
Okay.
And they can apply and get it started. And then we'll invite them in for an interview and go through the process of hiring.
Well, it sounds like you're one big family, aren't you?
Well, we try to. And then I forgot to mention, Marianne, was we have a document that I put together a number of years ago.
Okay.
For folks that are considering home care for their loved one. And it's a free downloadable PDF.
Okay.
That, you know, whether you, you know, use our services or don't use our services, please at least download this document before you start calling companies to see, inquiring about home care. And it's the right questions to ask when you're hiring a home care agency.
There you go. That sounds good to me.
It's helped a lot of families.
So I bet it has.
It takes the guesswork out, you know, not knowing what to ask.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, David. I hope people get a hold of you.
Well, thank you, Marianne. I really appreciate it. You're very enjoyable to talk with, and a couple times that I've had the pleasure of doing it, and I can see why you're so great at your job.
Oh, thank you very much. And you
wonderful
are
job.
Yours.
Thank you.
Because it's one big family, like I said. Give them your website and phone number again, just to be on the safe side.
Sure. Appreciate that. At Home Senior Services. That's A-T-H-O-M-E S-E-N-I-O-R services, just like it sounds, spelled out, .com. And then our phone number is 412-604-0410.
Thank you very much for interviewing with me.
Thank you, Marianne. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I guess.